So I went over there fishing one day, me and my wife, and we went there to get a cold drink. So he asked us to work there. And I wasn't doing nothing at the time. So we came over here and changed clothes and went back and went to work. So we worked that year for him. Well, not exactly a year, because I worked there a while and then I bought his stock out and I kept on running the place. So then the White Kitchen clamped down on him for rent and they just took everything he had. He had 30 skiffs. So he just walked out. It was supposed, I believe it was 4 years, he had never given him a red cent on rent. He had a bad reputation, gambling and all that, you know, running them, had a bunch of women over there and all that kind of stuff before we went there. And so we just had to build up a trade, though. I just left his house. Never thought about cleaning up the yard and nothing like that. And all them trees I got in here, boy, them leaves were that thick down in here. And God almighty, when I got back over here, the whole bottom of my house, the termites had ate the whole thing up. So that's what I started doing when I took sick there. I was tearing down all that, taking all the bad part and putting short pieces in there. And that's the reason why you see that insulation board is there. What I got to do is put a chain wall with concrete alongside of it, and I'm coming up with bricks all the way up to my windows all around on the kind of termite. So I got that part, I worked that part, and I worked part till that door over there, and that was it. I never did get no further. I was too sick, and I had to quit.
What do you call them kind of boards that on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Drop siding?
Yeah.
One that goes on top of the other one like that? Drop siding? That's why I made a mistake there. I should have used up the lumber that I tore that big house on here. Because on this house over here, they got what they call this feather edge. It's thin on one edge and thick on the other, half inch on the other. Instead of me tearing it all down and just use the lumber I had over there, it was good lumber. I didn't do that. I just tore down the bottom part of it and used what I could out of it. And then I tried to buy some more. Then I couldn't find it. Nowhere. So that's the reason why you see them red-looking boards they got out there, a brown-looking board. That's from another old house. Fella tore it down, and I got that lumber from him. But I'm gonna close all the front part like that. See, all this front over here used to be a porch. And after I bought that place, I just closed the whole thing up. I put plastic around it. Well, the plastic got bad, and screen and all that. So what I'm doing now, I'm putting the window in between the doors and all. I see I got two of them up already. Well, I'm going to put another one over there on the other side some of these days, I hope. And if I'm able to, if I got enough brick to do what I want to go around that house, I'm going to put me a fireplace over there on that end. And if I still got any more bricks left, because that fireplace that I tore down over there, boy, that was a big one. And I got bricks scattered all around here. I got in piles around here. I got a pile over there across the road. I got a pile over there by that pile of lumber and all that. And the next thing I'm going to build is build me a nice barbecue pit out of bricks. That's what I want. Well, I can put a big chunk of meat in there and cook it up high. I got all kind of woods around here. I got hickory, I got oak and all that. Light it up and let it cook slow and burn, and cook just through the smoke, not through the fire heat from the fire, just through the smoke.